Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am filling in for Maggie. Shout out to Maggie for letting me. And my name is Angela Lang, and I am joined by my friends, Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. We have a lot of good conversations, and we're going to get to your calls in just a second, but...
One more reminder here that we are in the middle of the Scani Summer Text to Win Contest, and the word of the hour is bug, B-U-G, bug. Text through the app from now until 5 p.m. That will get you a chance to win one of our hourly grand prizes, including $100 or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers tickets, or a chance to win in our grand prize, a Wisconsin vacation in either Baraboo in the Wisconsin Dells or Door County, or each with gas money.
And why not?
Lots going on.
Might as well just
do
B-U-G, it, right?
B-U-G, bug. Text that in the Civic Media app, the free Civic Media app, to win.
Yeah. And then Matt, you pulled some audios for us. I wanted to give you a moment to kind of tee those up for us before we play them.
Sure. Thanks, Angela. Yeah, because Donald Trump doubled down again today, or tripled down on his rhetoric about cracking down on protesters, possibly invoking the Insurrection Act. So, Jacob, if you could play the one on the Insurrection Act first and then maybe just go straight into the other one, we'll give our listeners a taste of what the president said today.
Insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. But I can tell you, last night was terrible. The night before that was terrible. If we didn't get involved right now, Los Angeles would be burning, just like it was burning a number of months ago with all the houses that were lost. Los Angeles right now would be on fire, and we have it in great shape. We're not playing around.
How will you determine whether or not there is an insurrection?
Well, you'll take a look at what's happening. I mean, I could tell you there were certain areas of that, of Los Angeles, that you could have called it an insurrection. It was terrible.
Celebrating big on Saturday. We're going to have a lot of, and if there's any protest that wants to come out, they will be met with very big force. By the way, if for those people that want to protest, they're going to be met with very big force. And I haven't even heard about a protest, but, you know, this is people that hate our country, but they will be met with very heavy force.
There you go. How dare you even try to protest his military parade? I mean, he loves throwing out the term insurrection because that's a prelude to him invoking the Insurrection Act, which he's going to do, I'm quite convinced, at some point along the line here. He also has a fascination with violence. I mean, he loves threatening force against people. I mean, yesterday he said, you know, they spit, we hit. I mean, today he's talking about, using heavy force. He also said any protests that break out across the country in response to immigration raids will be met with equal or greater force than what's happened in L.A. already. So, I mean, he's just ratcheting up the rhetoric, daring people to protest. He'd be thrilled if there's violence because then he can crack down even more and invoke the Insurrection Act. You know, this is where we're at.
I think what was interesting, going back to language, right? If you really listen to that quote, he said people who want to protest. He didn't say people who are violently protesting, people that are looting or whatever. He just said if you want to protest, you will be met with force. Mm-hmm. He didn't that is the most basic of principles, is being able to protest. He didn't say violence. He didn't have caveats. He said, if you want to protest, you are met with this.
Where are all those First Amendment warriors now?
Seriously.
On the right who have for
free,
so many years talked about free speech.
I should be able to say
talking
that.
Talking about a response to any kind of protest. Yeah, you're right. The language here doesn't matter.
Yeah, and this is what he said a couple of days ago. You know, radical left protests will not be tolerated. I mean, it's just that's discrimination on the basis of content, which is a fundamental violation of the First Amendment. Discriminating against people's viewpoints when they're protesting. So, this guy's got no respect for democracy. He has a fascination with violence. He's an ultra-nationalist. He's cracking down on civil society. These are all the hallmarks of the authoritarian and the fascist, and we should recognize them as such.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we want to bring you all into this conversation. So we have Mark on the line. What do you got for us, Mark?
Yeah, to paraphrase once again, a man whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the leader of a free people. I mean, as you were just saying, he's violating the First Amendment right here. I mean, our right to peacefully assemble for grievances is fundamental to American democracy.
Yeah.
I mean, and this SOB just pardoned all those January 6th protesters who engaged in violence. I mean, they defecated in the U.S. Capitol. I mean, it is just, it's beyond me that this man is, does he realize this is the kind of thing that leads to real violence, and that, I mean, I'm just afraid in this military, you know, what happens if there's a mutiny during this military parade by people in the military that level a tank round at him? I mean, that it is just the powder keg that they want to ignite is just beyond me. It's like from the movie V for Vendetta. I mean, they took over with their Project Norse Fire, and Project Norse Fire is a lot like Project 2025.
Whew. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I'm definitely concerned about the military parade as well. Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. It's a vanity project. It also happens definitely to be his birthday, and it's like, no, it's not a birthday party. Okay, really?
Yeah, and I mean, there's going to be a lot of protests that happen this weekend. We've seen the map of like the No Kings protests that a lot of different groups are getting involved with and organizing. And, you know, look, I have a lot. I don't have nearly as much experience with like protest politics. Sure. As you do, and so many others do, but I just do think that people can't be coming to these protests and creating an environment that would, like, if your opposition wanted to like come up with a reason to do this, don't come in with that sort of energy.
Be
to it,
strategic,
right?
Is what I will say.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to the organizers on the ground. If you are participating, the organizers are planning. They have had multiple plans in place of how to keep everyone safe. And so it's very, very, very important to always follow the organization's leads. If they say get out of the street, get out of the streets. You know, there are things that are done tactfully and strategically to keep everyone safe. And so that is the biggest thing that I want to kind of reinforce. And Matt, I know you have a list of all the places that there's going to be protests in Wisconsin.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll rattle it off.
Yeah, go for it.
It's quite impressive, the breadth and length of these protests all across the state of Wisconsin. And you can find listings at nokings.org and also in the notes to the show here. But here we go, from A to whatever, W. Algoma, Amory, Ashland, Baraboo, Brookfield, Chippewa Falls, Delavan, Dodgeville, Eagle River, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Hayward, Janesville, Kenosha, La Crosse, Madison, Manitowoc, Marinette, Marshfield, McFarland, Menominee, Milwaukee, Minocqua, Montello, Mount Horeb, New Glarus, Park Falls, Platteville, Prairie du Chien, Racine, Reedsburg, Richland Center, there you go, Todd, Rhinelander, Sauk Prairie, Shawnee, Sheboygan, Shorewood, Spooner, Stevens Point, Stoughton, Sturgeon Bay, Sun Prairie, Viroqua, Watertown, Waupaca, Wausau, West Bend, and Wisconsin Rapids. All these communities are having protests on Saturday.
Wow.
And if you want to find out the time and place, you can check the show notes or go to nokings.org or just type in your town and No Kings in Google and you'll find the information you need.
It might have been quicker to list all the places that there weren't protests.
I know. Yeah. I was going to say, Matt, you got a long list of names there.
It's a good problem to have.
You know, it's a lot. It's a lot of different places. You know, you hear some of these places around Wisconsin that are having these protests, and you might think of them as redder areas of the state or whatever it might be. But I think it's clear that this approach that the Trump administration has been taking in its second term is not only making people in liberal bastions like Milwaukee and Madison upset, it is impacting people all across the state, all across the country, and in such a diverse range of locations and places.
Absolutely.
I'm very proud of the organizers, too, for getting this all together, and encourage everyone to go. I'm going to go to a couple ones in the morning.
And I can imagine it's, you know, pivoted because, you know, this has been a date that had been kind of in the works for quite some time, long before the Trump-Elon breakup, long before the events of L.A. And so from an organizing perspective, I kind of was nerding out of thinking about how they probably have to change some of their messaging, how they have to retool a little bit some of their demands, because I think a lot of it was targeted at Elon. With Elon no longer being part of the administration and having this very public fallout, the message is still there. The point is still there that we still don't want to live in a world with a fascist dictator, right? Whether it's Elon Musk or it's Donald Trump. I think just like from an organizing perspective, I'm thinking like, oh, they have to retool a couple things a little bit. And this is probably having to come together very, very quickly to too. So just an extra perspective on that. Let's go to another caller with Joe from Madison.
Hey, you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Great, great. Just great show. Really interesting perspective. I was fascinated by that role of cities and towns across our state that are participating in this protest, and particularly with the title of No Kinks. I think that is so important because it comes back to the very first item in our First Amendment, which is freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, the right to petition the government for the redress of grievances. And I forgot one in there, but I got four out of the five. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to mention is that, the bluster of Mr. Trump when he's saying, we're going to arrest Newsom. We're going to arrest Newsom. The very first thing that came across my mind is, for what? What on earth would you be arresting him for? And I think it's really important to sort of turn things around and say, okay, for what? How? What? And he came up with this lame-o. It was, quote, if you impede law enforcement and if you harbor undocumented immigrants, everybody should be arrested who does that. Well, hey, as Mark pointed out, January 6th, they were impeding law enforcement. Mm-hmm. In terms of harboring undocumented immigrants, well, there's a very sore subject in our state and very important subject in our state, which is the use of undocumented immigrants in our dairy industry. I mean, they can't make it. The small dairies, not the mega ones, but the small ones, the family farm dairies, are not going to make it without having that kind of help.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think I don't know if people fully understand the scale of this. I think sometimes people are like, oh, well, I don't know if this really impacts me. And it's just like, if it's not the protests, specifically, it is the ICE raids. I think I'm mm-hmm. viewing this in like two buckets, right? Even if you aren't, for whatever reason, sympathetic to what's happening. And I know a lot of folks are, and a lot of folks are also like, I have to be concerned about me and trying to protect myself. Well, another way that this is affecting you is also this idea of this militarization that could impact everybody and taking away our freedom of speech and all of that. So,
right. And it gets back to, like you said, Joe, foundational principles, right?
Yeah.
These are foundational principles of what makes the United States of America the United States of America. Yeah. And those principles are under attack by the Trump administration. No kings.
Yeah,
no kings.
No kings, no dictators, anything that goes with that. And it's just, Trump knows that these protests are happening all across the country. He knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one for vanity, mm-hmm. right? So I'm very curious to see how he's celebrating his birthday.
And the Newsom back and forth. You mentioned the caller mentioned that. What do you make of the Newsom back and forth?
We can get into it in the next part. Oh my gosh. Gavin Newsom's from California. Okay, they don't play that in California, and I think that comes out in his response. One last time, you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show, and to be entered to win through our Civic Media app, the word of the day is bug. You have a couple more minutes left, and we return. We will have some extra co-hosts and or guest hosts, and we will continue this conversation. We will listen from you and hear from you after the break.